le ultimissime dalla tua regione. Dalla tua regione.
Hi, this is Alice Cooper and you're listening to Daniela.
Ancora ben trovati, siete su Fantastica per R&B dallo studio di New York City. Io sono Daniela Celella. Welcome back America, you're listening to Italian Radio Fantastica, R&B from our New York City studio. I am Daniela Celella, your host. Thank you all for joining us today. Today we talk with a multi-award winning special guest, an ICM member, Sofia Agronovich, internationally acclaimed soloist, chamber musician, recording artist, and educator. Sofia is a bold, daring pianist in the tradition of the Golden Age Romantics. And today we'd like to get to know her a little bit better. Hello, Sofia, how are you?
Hello, Daniela. I'm great, and thank you very much for inviting me to Radio Fantastica R&B. It is my honor and pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Benvenuta. Welcome. Welcome to the show, and thank you again for being here today. Sofia, I'm going to jump right into this. Where are you from? Where did you grow up, and where do you live now?
I was born in Ukraine. It is former USSR, but now it's Ukraine after Perestroika. Uh-huh. At 15, I immigrated with my family to US, and currently I live in New Jersey.
So, Sofia, who or what inspired you to pursue a career in music, and who or what have been the most important influences in your musical life and career?
I never aspired actually to be a musician. It happened kind of by accident. But as a child, I was exposed to music constantly. In the concerts, radio, TV, my mom had a beautiful soprano voice singing all the arias in a couple of languages, songs. And we have a lot of LP records, mm-hmm. which I was listening to, a lot of good classical LP records with old masters. Mm-hmm. And both of had a piano, which, you know, as a child, I was like bubbling, playing by ear. But, you know, I started formal lessons only at 5 because it was too early. In Russia, they didn't start early like here mm-hmm. at that time. And everyone thought I was very talented. I didn't take it too seriously. But then I heard famous pianist Sviatoslav Richter and Emil Gilels in concert. Mm-hmm. And I was just swept. And also I started listening to our Chopin collection and picking Chopin in the radio. I got attuned to that. And from that, I decided, wow, I have to play. I have to make it more serious. Mm-hmm. I was interested in also a lot of subjects as I am now, you know, but music, of course, is my life. Yeah. And, you know, after emigrating to U.S., I got into Juilliard right away, and I'm grateful to have greatest teachers at the time, Sasha Gorodnitsky and Nadia Reisenberg, mm-hmm. which are legends right mm-hmm. now.
Oh, yes.
But I'm influenced by a lot of pianists, a lot of music, opera, other instrumentalists, and also I love art and poetry. Mm-hmm.
So I like to highlight something very, very interesting. So Sofia won the Ukrainian Young Artists competition at the age of 10, being the youngest participant. Her concerts were broadcasted on national TV and radio stations since she was 6. And that is amazing. That is sensational. Compliments to you, Sofia. Which performances, recordings are you most proud of, Sofia, and which particular works do you think you perform best?
Actually, I'm proud of each of my 9 recordings because there are a lot of work went it, as all of us musicians know. I recorded most challenging and beautiful piano repertoire, which I'm trying to keep recording, God's willing. And I love all the pieces I perform. Otherwise, I just can't play. I have to love what you play, which is true for a lot of artists, actually. But I'm best in the interpretation of the music of the Romantic era. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I have a lot of Liszt, Chopin, Brahms, Schumann. I have Schubert and some more. But I love also other composers like Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Debussy, and some modern composers.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not enough time to record and play all of it, so I prioritize. But I like all nine recordings. It's for all the tastes, for, you know, for everybody, whoever prefers what.
What has lockdown taught you as a musician, Sophia?
Actually, with the lockdown, I experienced the real power of positive thinking and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be grateful for what we have, because it always can be worse.
Yes.
And we're grateful to be alive and healthy and have our family intact and be able, be powerful to help others. And I learned that music, we know it, music inspires, but you really, really feel it now, that music inspires, supports, and heals,
mm-hmm.
no matter what are the circumstances.
Yes, il vero potere.
And the harder the circumstances, the stronger is the power of music and art.
Absolutely. Where do we find you on social media, Sophia?
Oh, everywhere.
Okay, great.
First of all, I have a website. You can Google Sophia Granovich. But I'm on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever. So find me, friend me, follow me. You're welcome. I would love that.
Wonderful. Indie Collaborative. Last question. How did you meet IC briefly?
Actually, Grant Malloy Smith and Eileen Sherman were my friends on Facebook for many years, and they're the ones who founded this group. And we met at the 60th Grammy Awards party and some IC events, and there I invited me to that group formally.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And on this note, let's give a great shout out to Indie Collaborative, its founders, Grant Eileen, its many awesome, brilliant Indie Collaborative members and great artists. Indie Collaborative is a symbol of true professionalism, teamwork, collaboration, partnership, and true humbleness. Simply an organization of amazing independent artists and awesome human beings. Sophia, it's been an honor and a great pleasure chatting on air with you today. Hope to meet you soon in person, perhaps at one of the great Indie Collaborative events.
That would be great, especially after the lockdown. We should celebrate.
Until the next time, arrivederci, cheers. E adesso Chopin, c'è appunto la Sophia Granovich.
Thank you.
Thank you.